back
to today back. In Twitter. So on today in Twitter, we will deal with something that is kind of left over from a couple days ago. It was the big storm, and I know it's been talked about here on the ticket a little bit, but it all started with Jane Slater's Twitter feed. Jane Slater, who works for the NFL Network and covers all things Cowboys.
Once upon a time was your direct competition.
She was on. It was Elf and Slater, or Slater and Elf.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they were our...
They were on at the same time.
Competition. But now she's moved on, and I think she's done TV here. I think she's maybe from Austin. Anyway, she's fine. I've met her a few times, mingled with her at a Super Bowl party or two, and I've got nothing against Jane Slater or Elf, for that matter. But the internet might have a little something to say about Jane Slater. She stepped in it a bit. And I don't know if you have the original tweet or if you want me to just kind of paraphrase.
I do. She posted this Monday. Broadcast journalism students, exciting internship opportunity for you. Can set you up with can you set up well-lit Zoom and Skype calls, record and edit them, and want access to the league's top draft prospects? Unpaid, great experience. Inbox me. She followed that up. I want to say the next. Couple hours later, I post an opportunity for an unpaid internship, and I'm amazed the comments I get. It's not even for me, it's for someone else, and I would have jumped at it in college. I had 3 unpaid internships in school, double majored, and had a job. SMH.
Okay, so this is where she got into real trouble.
Yeah, so there's a ton of
because
other
certainly
tweets, but those are the two primary.
What were the first replies like? Where they were in general like,
yeah,
hey, unpaid internships are bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, just in general. That is a swirling thought that is growing over the years. And why are they bad? Well, it's because not everybody can afford to even take an unpaid internship.
Right.
And so had she just kind of left it and said, okay, there's lots of people that are going to be negative about this, but you know what there's also going to be? Lots of people who hit her up for the unpaid internship.
And it blows over after that.
And it's over. But for her to then engage and just bow up and to say, hey, I don't know if we'll have time for this, but I think we will. We were thinking yesterday, we were going to do this yesterday, and Jalen Brunson called in, you know. We're just all sports talk radio guys, right?
JB.
Or that was Tuesday, I think, we were going to do this. The day it actually was today in Twitter. But if you want to hop on the phones, we were thinking this is because it did cause so much polarization, I think, on Twitter. Just tell us if we get some phone calls, Blake, if you want to chime in on this, too, as we talk about this.
Calls.
So it's 888-787-1310. We can take calls on a sports talk radio.
Calls.
About this situation, because it seems to be a pretty, okay, Blake, a hot button topic. 888-787-1310. Where are you, callers? So her engaging, though, once she bowed up and said, yeah, I had 3 internships, blah, 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 blah.
I double majored. I had a job, yeah.
Then it got people looking into the Jane Slater history as far as, you know, I think her grandpa runs a major chili company, is it? Or
chili mogul of sorts, I don't know. It probably suffice to say that much like myself, who is not wealthy, my parents were not wealthy, but they were doing okay by the time it was college time for me. I could take an unpaid internship and did because I knew I wasn't going to go broke. One way or the other, I could sleep in a guest room if I had to.
Well, and this is about opportunity for everybody. And why is the workplace, why is sports, why is whatever, you know, so lily white? Is it that others don't have the drive that we have? Certainly there's some of that. Certain people do have much more drive, and they could be of any color, you know. The grind, the drive to succeed.
But
sometimes
you're limiting the pool.
Sometimes you actually can't, even if you do have the drive. And very similar, I just think about my history and a very similar way. I don't think my mom was doing as well as your parents even. But she did marry a guy who had a little cash. And when my car got totaled in college, he gave me a car.
Mm-hmm.
Just gave it to me. So that was sweet. Now I still then had to pay all my other bills and all that kind of stuff. And my first job out of college, well, probably my third job. But it was, I got to finally do play-by-play and stuff. But I did sign a contract to guarantee I would be there for a year. It was $1,000 a month. And this was a long time ago, but still. You know, mm-hmm. to live on $12,000 is your final salary. But I thought it was great. But again, I had my own car. And they gave me $1,000 a month, and I could sleep in the back of the radio station. So all that's right. what I did. And, you know, certainly was grinding. But I'm not scoreboarding someone else for not working a job like I did, you know, getting up at 6 to do the morning news and yeah. then doing play-by-play late into that night. And during the day, I would sell the ads for those play-by-play games. That was all, you know, a means to the end. I wanted to be a play-by-play guy, so this is the other stuff I'll do for it. But I do recognize I did have some things in place for me that allowed me to do that.
And overseeing the Bad Radio internship program, it was a real pain having to ask the question, do you have a car? And if you didn't, I eventually just started taking them, but it was tough.
See,
you can't go get lunch, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't run this errand we need for you. And so, to me, yeah, I did the same thing you did. I did the same thing Julie did. I had the two jobs and an overnight gig on the weekend while going to grad school at night. All this. But just because that's the way it was for me, I don't necessarily think that's the way it should be for everyone else. And I also realize I was never going to starve. There was always something I could fall back on in the worst case scenario that they were not going to put me on the street for working unpaid. So I don't think her intent was malicious at all. I don't know that she's really thought this through all that much.
So did she get dunked on?
Oh, yeah. And she, I think, had a fairly admirable response a couple days later of, you know, I've listened and I've heard you and I've learned from this and
yeah.
that's what you got to do.
If we get some calls and you want to put them up on our sheet there, Blake, that will just let me know we have calls.
Okay, we have a couple. You want to take one now?
Well, I just do want to say also it's because I'm trying to think of the root of this because I believe you need drive, and I believe there are some kids, and we've had so many interns come through that you definitely see a difference. There are some that stand out easily, quickly, mm-hmm. and you right away you know these people are different. And in raising kids, I try to say, man, I deal with a lot of people, and you can right away tell. So you think it doesn't matter that you half-assed this or, you know, wrote this in pencil. And, you know, there's someone else that's going to type it up and put it in order and number it, you know. So I'm then going to gravitate towards that person. Just, you know, you think, well, this doesn't matter because it's just this. Well, but it does in the end, because now I'm looking at three people and Kat says, hey, we got a board op position opening up. Have you guys had any good interns lately? And I think of that one that always remembered the rice. And he always had, you know, this, seriously, this little things like that end up being big in the end. It's the same thing as a typo on your resume. It's the
I totally agree. I'm just saying,
it's the work like you think nobody sees looking at you working, you know, dance like nobody you think nobody's watching type thing. You know, you want to actually, and I know you as I'm a person who was employed here as an adult when I saw you as an 18-year-old walk in. But I know you busted your ass whether you were filling in helping us out, which was a real tier one show, whatever that means, or whether you were helping a weekend show with two guys you had never heard of before. I feel like you treated that exactly the same. And I think everyone around the station noticed that right away. So that's on one hand, you do need that kind of a drive and all that. But on the other hand, I do also recognize, yes, it's not – maybe there was someone else who had your drive that was at their second job, and they couldn't be here up effing around with the hard line for free because their parents owned a business locally. And their dad would drive them around listening to the ticket and stuff, and they just decided to email Danny one day.
Mm-hmm.
So there might be someone else that was exactly like you, maybe better than you.
Very likely.
That. So I now, who's to blame? Who's to blame for this? Society? Is it the way our system is set up? Is it the corporation? Because the corporation, I believe, could certainly spread their wealth around better.
Of course.
But if they determine that they can do this and they don't have to pay, and I'll tell you what, if they eliminate the ability to get free interns, many companies will say, we're just not going to have interns anymore. Let's have the people do more work on their own.
Yeah.
And that will also hurt opportunity. So I also believe in free internships as far as – do you not understand that part?
I do.
I don't think we should have no free internships, because what if our company says we can only do free internships that are paid? That means we're not putting any more into the budget and you can't have interns. Well, now you've cut off opportunity to all the people who could do a free internship. To the phones we go. Paul in Dallas, you're on the ticket.
Well,
hello, Bone Zone.
Hello, sir.
Hey, so Dan, I was going right where you finished up. It's simply a matter of economics. If the companies are required, whether that's by government mandate or just people, rebelling against the system and putting pressure on corporations to pay interns with cash, and make no mistake, internships are never unpaid. You always receive something, whether it's
the experience.
But that's not entirely true either, because in our case, we would actually make the student pay their university to receive credit to come to us and get unpaid. So their parents or whoever was paying for them was actually out a full course hour credit to come here and be unpaid.
Right.
So I think that balances it out.
In the last decade, but before that, we used to – TC didn't have any credit.
Right. Yeah.
He just started for free.
But
this one that Jane was saying, you would have NFL Network credit. Hey, I have to let you go only because I do want to work in one more, because he's semi-famous in our circles at least. Ben Baby in Cincinnati. Remember
Ben? What's going on, fellas? How are y'all doing?
Ben, Bengals Ben.
Oh, wow. I think the applause is a little unnecessary here. But I was driving downtown, listening to the ticket like I still do in Cincy. And I wanted to call in. I think it's a really fascinating discussion. Obviously, we have a unique perspective of it because we're in the media landscape of it. And by and large, like, if one of us quits our job, there's going to be about 200 people who are going to be willing to do it easily for about $10,000 less than we do it. And that's being very generous on both sides. So the economic aspect of it is a little bit different. But I think there is a very happy medium between both of it. I think that it's okay to I think there is an aspect of, when you're getting your foot in the door, you want to work really hard and take really whatever opportunity is given. But at the same time, there should be some compensation on the back end. Like, for example, I started out when I was at UNT, I started taking phone calls at the Denton Record Chronicle, and they pay me like $50 a night to come in for like 3 hours, take phone calls from like Pilot Point basketball or Denton volleyball or whatever sport was going on at the time. And, you know, that was essentially a quote unquote kind of foot in the door internship, but I got $50 out of it. And I thought that was fair for 3 hours of work. And, you know, I think more along those lines is that, you know, there are ways to compensate people accordingly while also fitting them into that beginning entry level threshold that you need. And I understand what Jane Slater was saying. And I think more along the lines of, there's a lot of people, especially in journalism, when people are starting out, like a lot of people go, oh, I don't want to go start my first job somewhere else. Oh, I don't want to cover high schools in the middle of nowhere, or that job is a little beneath me. And I think that's kind of what Jane was kind of talking about as well, is that, you know, you've got to be willing to do some things that others aren't, especially in such a competitive business. And unfortunately, sometimes you do have companies who take advantage of that. They know what the market landscape looks like, and they say, you know what, we don't have to pay anybody because a lot of people would be willing to do this for free.
Yeah, there's a line of people waiting.
Sure.
Exactly. But I think we do need to reach a point to where there is a happy medium, to where you say, you know what, we will compensate you, and you don't need to break the bank to do it. And there's a way that I think you can make both sides happy. It's an equitable partnership and agreement.
That's the sort of reasonable take you can expect from ESPN's Ben Baby, Dan. That guy nailed it. Thank you, Ben. Stay safe.
Baby?
Stay very safe.
Hey, good hearing from y'all.
Man, Ben Baby came all the way up. Now he's covering the Bengals for ESPN. He's 1-0 in boxing, by the way. He's the only other guy I know who got a professional boxing card and fought once, came out undefeated.
He did?
Yeah. You know who else did?
You?
250, this is the ticket.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.